I'm joined now by Elaine Blood from Ambassador Recruitment, and Ambassadors specialise in providing hospitality workers to the cruise ship sector. Elaine, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Liam, for having me.
First of all, Elaine, what kind of hospitality jobs are currently available in the cruise ship sector?
Well, the four key areas that they're looking to recruit are in the bar area, restaurant, accommodation staff, and then chef de parties. And generally what happens, Liam, is everybody starts at entry level and then works their way up in the cruise industry, because it doesn't always transfer that if you're a supervisor or manager on land that you will be able to do the job when you go to sea. So they start everybody at the same level.
And is that because people struggle to adjust to the different demands of being at sea, or the higher standards that are required in the cruise ship sector?
To be honest, it's a bit of both, actually, because obviously there's an adjusting period where you're learning the particular ways of that company. So you may have picked up bad habits from being on land. So they try and start everybody out learning the correct way of doing things on the ships and their way of doing it. So that's how it works better.
Okay. Everybody thinks of cruise ship, lovely, glamorous job, see the world, a kind of a fun feeling to it because everybody else on the cruise ship is on holidays. Are the jobs quite as glamorous as they sound?
I suppose it's twofold to that. The one thing I always say to people when I meet them first day is the cruise industry is the toughest thing you will ever do. It's 7 days a week for 4 months, 10 to 12 hours a day. But on the other side, it is a fantastic opportunity to see places in the world that you only dream about. You get to meet friends for life. Obviously, from a monetary point of view, the money is good. And the experience and the skills that you gain on the cruise ships will set you up for life.
And what kind of qualifications and training do you look for when you're recruiting for this sector?
The first thing that they will always look for is ideally a hospitality qualification. And then 2+ years experience in a 4 or 5 star hotel or restaurant with good, you know, good quality properties. And for the chefs, they're looking for chef de parties who have 2 years experience with French classically trained chefs.
And is it easy to get people with that level of experience here in Ireland and that level of training?
I suppose, Liam, we're very lucky in that we've got some fantastic hotels in Ireland and they offer great training in-house. But the one area that I find I need to go abroad for is the bar side of things. Everything about the bar side is cocktails. And what I find is, unless people have gone abroad and learned cocktails in places like America and Canada, they don't have enough bars in Ireland that have the kind of skill set necessary for the bar.
And is that improving, or is that staying the way it always was, or is it improving from the Irish point of view?
It has improved. I suppose the difference is that there isn't the same demand in Ireland for cocktails, so there isn't as many cocktail bars as we would like, or even in the hotel side of things, you're looking at the premier places, the 5 stars are the places that have very good skill sets, and they're ideal for what we're looking for on the cruise industry.
Okay, Elaine, if you could give 4 tips to people looking for work in this sector, what would they be?
Well, my first tip would be your CV is key. You've got to make sure you build on it and get into the right places under the right managers who'll take you under the wing and give you all the right experience. The second thing is I would research the cruise industry. Not all cruise companies are the same, so you've got to make sure you go in with your eyes open. The third thing I would say to people is if you are lucky enough to get on the cruise industry or get onto a cruise company, you've got to make sure that you give 110%. You've got the industry is very small and everybody knows everybody, so you've got to make sure that you leave on a good note so that it opens the door for you in the future to go back on a different cruise company or with the same cruise company down the line. And the last thing I would say to people is just remember, it's not a holiday. It is very rewarding, but you've got to go on knowing that you're going to work extremely hard for that period of time, and then obviously again all that extra experience.
Excellent, Elaine, thank you. Does a career on the cruise ships then set candidates up for work on terra firma thereafter? You mentioned it earlier on in passing. How strong is it on your CV to have, if you've done a good stint on the cruise ships?
I think it's an incredible and invaluable thing to have on your CV from the point of view that you get to pick up skills that you would only think about from a customer service point of view, attitudes, attention to detail, you know, the correct way of doing things. You'll be tested to the limit on the cruise industry, which makes everything afterwards very easy for you. So it is a great stepping stone for people who are working their way up through the ranks and want to get to that management level quite fast.
Okay, Elaine, if people want to get in touch with Ambassador Recruitment, if they feel that they'd like to pursue a career and the cruise ships, how can they contact you?
The best way is to contact us on our website, which is www.ambassador-recruit.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Elaine, and best of luck as you try to scour out and source good candidates for the cruise ships.
Thanks ever so much, Liam. Lovely to be here today.